Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. John chapter 21, verses 20 to 22. Peter turned round and saw behind him the disciple Jesus loved, the one who had leaned over to Jesus during supper and asked, "Lord, who will betray you?" Peter asked Jesus, "What about him, Lord?" Jesus replied, "If I want him to remain until I return, what is that to you? As for you, follow me." Having received his commission from Jesus to care for his sheep and been given an insight into his future, Peter then becomes curious about others. He asks about how it's going to be for the disciple whom Jesus loved, who we assume to be John. Jesus' response was sharp and definite. Effectively, Jesus said, "Mind your own business." It was nothing to do with Peter. All he needed to know was that he was called to follow Jesus. Let's face it, we're all curious about the people around us. We'd be fascinated to know what their future will be. But Jesus' words remind us that all our responsibility is for ourselves. We don't need to know what will happen to other people. That's in God's hands. As Jesus drew his gospel to a close, he wanted his readers to know that their greatest need was for each one of them to keep their eyes fixed on following Jesus. In our busy, noisy world, we face endless demands on our time and attention, and it's very easy for us to lose our focus on following Jesus. We can so easily get distracted by things that are not in themselves bad, but which lure us away from giving first place to Jesus. We need to work hard to ensure that we are tuned in to listening to his voice. When I lived in India, a key moment in my day was when I listened to the news on BBC World Service. The task of tuning in our old radio sounds simple enough, but it never was. I often had to work for some minutes to get a proper signal. We need to keep that kind of determination to keep our focus on listening to Jesus and following in his ways, whatever the distractions. Let me pray with you. Lord, help us always to make following you the priority of our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.